All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket, and I thought we could talk in this segment about high school rowing, because I don't know if you've seen what's happening.
That's
in
a
class
UIL sport?
Yeah, in class 4A, they've got something shaking.
What up?
What is going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, no, it's Chris, the overly handsome guy from Sales.
Hey, what up, you two homos? What's going on? Yeah, it's my homo sapiens right there.
Yeah,
my bras, man.
Yeah. Hey, we're on the air right now.
What is this, a Victoria's Secret? All I see are my bras, man.
Hey, Chris, we're on the air.
Oh, man, I'm just killing it in sales. It's been great over there.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, last quarter I led my whole team in non-trad rev.
What?
Non-traditional revenue.
I don't think it's called
non-trad rev. And my EBITDA, man, it was just through the roof.
Your what?
Earnings before interest, taxes, and amortization. So
we don't care. Okay.
I also tagged so many HIMEPs.
So many what?
HIMEPs.
Hose into my enormous peen. These are all sales terms I don't expect you guys to know because you're over in programming over here where the non-money is.
Well, one day we'll be like
oh,
you.
Oh, man, I banged so many girls who work for Fortune 500 companies.
Mm, really?
Sorry, I was just thinking of myself just then.
Well, you're saying
out
loud.
That. Yeah.
Chris, we don't have time for you right now.
Oh, I'm so immune to hashtag stuff. Anyway, listen, you guys, I just came in to invite you guys to my gym. I'm heading to the gym here in a little bit. I didn't know if you guys wanted to tag along with me.
Mm, we're a little busy.
It's okay. Yeah, you know, these trainers who pay me to work out with them. Oh, man.
They pay you.
So, yeah, it's like I don't need any more money, but they're just throwing this money at me. They're like, Chrisser, man, we got to learn your techniques and everything so we can train people. And they're always saying, like, Chris, man, dude, you can't get any more ripped. You're already the model of perfection. We pray to Jesus to be like you. You know, just a lot of that small talk and stuff.
That's what they say to you.
Yeah, but you know, but I still go to the gym because I think it's important to have discipline and good habits.
There you go.
Even though I don't really benefit from it anymore.
Because you're perfect.
Because I'm already perfect, right. Dude, I'm telling you, the gym is so annoying because it's so hard to get through a workout with all the interruptions, you know. Just
from who?
Oh, just women. Hey, let me give you my number. You know how women, they tell you this. But they're always trying to get into my pants, you know. Hey, I'm taking the Lambo out to the ballpark this coming week. You guys want to tag along?
No, I don't want to ride in your Lamborghini.
No, Steve Lamb from WBAP.
Oh, Lamb Steve, or buddy?
I'm taking him out to the ballpark and everything. Just got back from Cabo. I noticed you guys were looking at my tan there.
Yeah, you look pretty good.
What are we doing in Cabo?
No. Anytime I show up in a studio shirtless, you guys are always looking at my tan.
Jeez.
Oh, I was hanging out with ZL.
ZL, huh? Wonder who that is.
Zeke Elliott.
Yeah, of course.
No, you may have heard of him. He works for one of the local teams.
Yes, works. Yes, we know who he is.
Yeah, he's like taking my advice, just hanging out down there. He's holding out for a better deal, you know. Yeah. This guy, there's so many cowboys who come to me for advice. Oh, man, you know, like one of my other buddies, D-Press, he's taking my advice right now.
Dak Prescott.
No, oh, yeah, D-Press. You know him.
Yeah, we've heard of him, too.
Oh, yeah, he works for the Cowboys, too.
Yeah,
that's right.
He does.
That's right, yeah. He took my advice and turned down the Cowboys' offer.
Oh, you're advising him to that?
I totally gave him a lowball offer, and I said, hey, look, D-Press, man, dude, I'm leveling with you. You're not going to make less than me. You should not accept an offer that is less than what I'm making.
The $30 million a year?
The $30 million. It was ridiculous. That's such a lowball offer.
Man, you're doing really well.
I mean, if the ticket offered that to me, I would be like, who is this guy? You know, I mean, I'd be like, they probably think that I'd probably think they're some kind of a jerk, right?
Well, if you're making that, you're easily the highest paid person in sales at $30 million a year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please. It's not even close. I think the next guy next to me makes like probably not even six figs.
Well,
what a drop off.
So far and away the leader. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. You know, hey, dude, I couldn't afford my penthouse if I was making six figs. My penthouse in Uptown, you know, the one that's just always one big party, the one that had Kim K and Jeezy over just the other day. They were over and they were like, Chris, or man, dude. They were trying to, they visited Dallas, trying to get me run for president. But, and I'm like, why? My boy's Trump's doing a great job, man. All driving all these snowflakes crazy. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm not really political or anything like that. So I turned them down. You know, I just feel like policy should be like, you know, just total good domestic foreign policy.
What are you saying?
Like, just, you know.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
No, we don't.
I mean, I mean, I know a lot about politics and stuff, but but I don't want to get into it, you know. Hey, you guys have stopped by. I got just broke open a bottle of Dom Perignon at my desk in there because I just signed a huge account.
Okay. Another big deal for you.
Yeah, I got a huge account, you know.
All of this is interesting, and quite frankly, I don't believe anything you're saying because I just overheard a meeting yesterday between you and our sales boss, Alec Drake. And he was saying that,
he's one of my employees.
That this is your last chance to sell something, and you were begging for mercy, claiming you lived in low-income housing.
No, that's not true. I'm trying real hard to get the slap bracelet account. Oh, no!
Right through the window.
Uh-oh, he just jumped through the window into the ticker booth. Sean, how does Chris look?
He's twitching a little bit, but I don't see any breathing.
I hear him.
I see.
Oh, there he goes.
Dolce and Gabbana, Jesus.
So dramatic.
I see Sean Bass.
He's in the room.
Hey, Chrisser. Oh, no.
There's a fake last breath.
Man, that might have been it. Hopefully.
I'm back, you MFers!
He's okay.
I just signed the Sim Fighters account.
All right, Sim Fighters. All right. There goes Chris.